It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkups with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With the recent hot weather we have just had and the weather forecasters predicting another heatwave coming soon, it felt like a good time to talk about how to keep cool and safe in the hot weather. Elizabeth, firstly, why can the hot weather be particularly dangerous for older people?
Many elderly people, Toby, they have long-term health conditions such as diabetes, heart problems, and that means they're more at risk of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. If someone is suffering from heat exhaustion, then provided they cool down, say within about 30 minutes, then they should recover. Whereas if someone is suffering from a heat stroke, then it really is a medical emergency.
What are the symptoms that people should be looking out for then?
Well, your skin is moist and cool, maybe with goosebumps, and you're starting to sweat heavily. You can feel faint, dizzy, very, very tired. Check your pulse. It may be faster and even weaker than normal. Now, changing position from lying down to standing, your blood pressure plummets and you could have muscle cramps. Now, that was heat exhaustion, really. So heat stroke, as I said, is definitely a medical emergency. And that's where you start to feel unwell, even after the cooling down for 30 minutes and obviously drinking plenty of water. And although you're feeling hot, you actually don't sweat. And you start to feel just far too hot. If someone was to take your temperature, it could be 40 degrees or above, and you'll start to have breathing difficulties, shortness of breath, maybe even confusion, and a fit or seizure, lose consciousness. And this is where you've really got to call 999. We're talking about heat stroke here. Please get medical help.
Elizabeth, what is your advice to people when the hot weather does come back again?
Obviously, rehydration is key. Plenty of water. Get yourself into a cool place. Maybe take a cool bath or shower. Now, when you're in the sun, then wear light-coloured loose clothing and even sprinkle water over your skin or clothes. The sun, of course, is hottest between 11 and 3, so it's best to avoid going out at that time on these very hot days. And, of course, alcohol is not a good idea when it's very hot.
And of course, guide dogs and other animals can have problems in the heat too, can't they?
Yeah, I think everyone is aware not to leave a pet in a car. Dogs lose heat through panting and sweat through paws, so be very careful of the temperature of pavements in extremely hot weather. And just walking a dog early morning and in the evening is a good idea. And just like humans, make sure they're well hydrated.
And during the hot weather, people might think it is a good idea to go cold weather swimming. But sadly, we have heard recently of some tragedies regarding cold weather swimming. Elizabeth, what are the dangers of cold weather swimming?
The body suffers from what's called cold water shock. That's if you plunge into cold water. An immediate shock of the cold causes an involuntary inhalation. It's like a gasp. Now, if you're underwater at that point, you can actually drown. The cold water can also cause a heart attack, and that's due to vasoconstriction. That means the heart has to work harder to pump blood through the body. Now, I personally have experienced this twice, this cold water shock. I mean, many years ago, I was water skiing in Loch Lomond and I was wearing a wetsuit that was about two sizes too big. So that was useless in terms of keeping me warm. But just as described, when I plunged into the loch, it was like an assault on my body, a huge intake of breath. And in that situation, you can become very weak quickly. Now, the second time was in Loch Tay, one of those long rubber dinghies, and the young chap in charge thought it would be really funny to bring the bow of the boat right up. And then it was supposed to go back down again. But of course, in this situation, it completely flipped over. I ended up at the bottom of the loch that came straight back up and found myself under the boat. I obviously survived both incidents, but it does give you quite a fright. And at that point, yes, I was young and fit. But clearly, if you're a little bit older, it can be very, very serious.
And Elizabeth, before we talk about how people can get in touch and find you and ask for some advice, I hear you have a book coming out.
Yeah, my book is called Quality of Life for Women Over 50. Quality Life for Women Over 50. And it's out next week. I'm really, really excited about it. And it's really just a lot of chapters on the aging process for women. as I think sometimes we're forgotten about. And it's just something a wee bit different. It's not all medical. It's a lot of mindset as well. I think that's very important as we age.
And Elizabeth, if people do want to try and find you and ask for some advice, where's the best place that they can find you?
Yeah, it's all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth Roddick, once again for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.